Psalm 11. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. In the Lord put I my trust. How say ye to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain? For lo, the wicked bend their bow, they make ready their arrow upon the string, that they may privily shoot at the upright in heart. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men. The Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence his soul hateth. Upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire, and brimstone, and an horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. For the righteous Lord loveth righteousness. His countenance doth behold the upright. Wow. What a beautiful little psalm. 7 short verses. Just like 7 years of tribulation that must needs come on this earth. How we see over and over throughout the Word of God that in the Lord's eyes, there are ultimately only 2 groups of people on planet Earth, the righteous and the wicked. Those that trust in the Lord and those that will not trust Him. Those that love the Lord and true righteousness and those that hate God's people and love violence. The time will come when this battle between good and evil will finally come to a head. The time will come when Satan will give the beast his seat, his authority, his power and dominion. And power will be given unto the beast over all nations and kindreds and tongues. And he will be given power to make war with the saints and to overcome even them. And so when it gets to that point where all the foundations of the earth are out of course and the whole world is turned upside down, what can the righteous do? Well, the righteous must do the only thing the righteous has ever done, just like David, and say, in the Lord put I my trust. Even when there's nothing left to do in society or the devil's evil world system, even if we must flee to the mountains, we must never forget that the Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men. The earth is the Lord's, and his eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth, beholding the evil and the good. And so we must be persuaded like Abraham, and look for a city which hath foundations that cannot be destroyed, the foundation of Jesus Christ and his apostles and prophets, a city whose builder and maker is God. We must forget our countries, and no longer be mindful of their economies and policies, and seek a better country, that heavenly country, whose laws and kingdom is righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Ghost. While the Lord trieth the righteous and brings us through tests for our purification, the wicked and him that loveth violence, the Lord's soul hateth. Upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire, and brimstone, and an horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. Just like in Revelation 16, when the wrath of God is finally filled up to the brim of the 7 vials, those will be poured upon the beast and his kingdom. Just like 2 Thessalonians 1, when it tells us that Jesus will be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and on them that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's going to be the one on the white horse whose eyes are like a flame of fire, and out of his mouth goeth a sharp two-edged sword, the one whose name is King of Kings and Lord of Lords and the Word of God. And in righteousness He will judge and make war. So let us be like David and say from our hearts, in the Lord put I my trust. Because the righteous Lord loveth righteousness. His countenance doth behold the upright. Psalm 11.